Hi, this is Donnie Walker from Tennessee. From the Smoky Mountains, coast to coast, and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hi, it's Jack Yalmer, and welcome to show 39 in the question and answer edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. Show notes can be found at jackyalmer.com/039. Now, I don't know if you're joining me for the first time today, and if so, welcome, or if you've been a listener for a little while or a long while. Whatever the case, hopefully you're going to find something of value here, something that works for you, maybe for your team as you're building a team. Because I love supporting the network marketing community. I love supporting you and helping you achieve what you're looking for. So if you have a question, you can ask it over at jackyalmer.com/questions. You know, it can be a real struggle when you get taken out of the game. Perhaps you have a slowdown in your network marketing business because of something that's happened in your life, a fight with a spouse, or maybe you just got lazy or experienced burnout. We're going to talk about that in today's podcast. But today, our show is brought to you by socialmediabackstagepass.com. If you're ready to take your business online and use the amazing tools of social media sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Google+, Pinterest, and more, to attract people to you who are already pre-sold and looking for a home business, then join my Inner Circle coaching program and learn what works and how to build a freedom business of your dreams from home. SocialMediaBackstagePass.com is where you'll find details. So today's question, thanks to Dana Camp for asking it, and I know that it's a question many people have experienced and wonder about, and that's how do you regroup, get going again when you've maybe stepped back from your network marketing business. So let's listen into Dana's question, and then we'll get to the answer.
Hey Jackie, it's Dana Camp. I wondered if you might address the issue or the question of how to regroup or restart emotionally when you've had a setback, like maybe an argument with a spouse or some other issue like that, that kind of takes you back and you need to regroup mentally or emotionally. Could you touch on that? I think a lot of people might be able to relate. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, Miss Dana, and that's a great question, and I think you are absolutely right. A lot of people can relate to that. So the first thing to do is just take a deep breath, really and truly a deep breath. It's so important to do that. You know, I've really become an avid student of yoga. I've been practicing yoga for probably about 15 years now, but really in the last year, I become a very avid student and really focused on the breathing aspect of it. And it's amazing what a calming, empowering effect it can have when you really pay attention to that. So take a deep breath to begin with. And then there are a couple of different things to consider. There's all different levels of being taken out of the game. We can have an argument with a spouse that's over something simple, and maybe that takes us out of the game for just the day. Maybe we had a long list of people we were going to call. We have an argument with a spouse or a child or, you know, whatever it is, something that gets us upset, and then it's hard for us to focus and really get in the moment where we need to be, get into the zone, get into where we need to be to make those calls, to be empowered, to be upbeat, to project the type of character and personality that we need to. That's one aspect of it. And that's a little easier to overcome because that's a day and that's where we can work through different things and, you know, maybe go out and take a long walk first. I know where I love to walk on the beach and that clears my mind in so many different ways. And wherever you live, maybe you can find a place to walk or go to the gym and really engage in a vigorous workout. Just work out all of that anger and frustration as best you can. And certainly sit down and have a good talk and some good communication with your spouse or whoever you had the fight with. That's if it's just a day, you know, just a simple kind of issue. Then there's the argument with the spouse that we have sometimes over the business itself, when maybe it's not producing the way we want it to or the way they think that it should, or we're spending money or they've watched too much money go out and not enough money go in. And those kind of arguments can take us out of the game for quite a while if we let them. So that's when we want to really dig down deep, dig out that why and see if it's still relevant and it still needs updating. And then it's really important to calm down and then have a conversation again and some good communication with those close to you, whoever you're engaged in the argument with, you know, if that's what the problem is. The biggest thing that you can do there is, you know, don't ask them to join you in your business. Don't even ask them to understand it. Just ask them to support you, even if it's silent support, even if it's just encouraging you to stick with something. You know, if you can sit down and share your dreams with them and share your goals and what you're working toward, that can be powerful. But then on top of that, depending on how long you've been working towards something and perhaps not seeing the success that you want, maybe then it's important for you to sit down and write out a business plan. And maybe start, before you even write out the business plan, start with writing down what it is that's been holding you back. Because most of the time, if we've been in a business for a while, we're not having the success that we want, it's something internal that's holding us back. It's not something that's wrong with the business, the company, any of those type things. It's something within us. Maybe we're thinking about the business a lot, but we're not actually working it. That's a mistake that a lot of people make. We spend a lot of time thinking about the business, so we come up with this perception that that's all we're doing is working the business, when really and truly we're just thinking about it and working on the business and not so much in the business and in the trenches. So sit down and write out what's holding you back, and then sit down and write out what some of your goals are, and then write out a daily method of operation. And then when you sit down with that person who you've had the argument with or whatever, show that to them. Show them what your hopes and dreams are. Show them what you're working toward, and show them what you plan to do on a daily basis without exception to move you toward that goal. And ask them for some accountability. Ask them to support you, even if silently, but maybe some accountability too. Now, this can be a double-edged sword, because you need to make sure that you're fully ready to commit full out and that you're going to honor that. And you also need to ask them sometimes to do it in such a way that isn't spiteful or condescending or anything like that. We all know that those kind of things can happen. But see if you can find some common ground with them on that. You know, and if you need to create a new vision statement or a dream book, then do that. Surround yourself with reminders, pictures, cards, posters, post-it notes, all the things that remind you of all the things that you want to have, do, and be in your business and what you want it to bring you. And then again, make sure that you're doing something every day in your business to move it forward. Now, there are also those times when life throws us a curveball. Maybe it's something that takes us out of the game for a while. I know for me recently, I've been dealing with the relocation of my aging parents. My mom will be 78. My dad will be 81. No, I guess he'll be 82 this next year. So I've been dealing with the relocation of them. And then my mom fell and fractured her hip and had to have surgery and ended up in a rehab center for, you know, about 3 weeks or so. And, you know, she was doing great physically, even with her rehab, but mentally she got very depressed being in there and started focusing on that was what her life was going to be forever. So I understand being taken out of the game. You know, even when you try to do things, when you're facilitating different things with them and your mind is kind of distracted, sometimes it's difficult to play full out and do those things that we know that we need to do. But that's where it's important that you give yourself that space, if at all possible, to you know, take a step or two away from your business when you need to. Or sometimes it's that we have to take a step away from other things in our life, maybe fun things that we were doing, so that we can balance that other obligation that's pulling us away from business time, but still manage to get that business time in if that's what we need to do. So there's no doubt that life throws us curveballs from time to time. And it's not so much what happens to us, it's how we deal with what happens to us. It's how we react to it. And it's how we let that either empower us or disempower us to move forward. So hopefully those are some things that help you, Dana, or anyone else listening who might be struggling with the same thing. Just remember that every single day is a new day, and it's a chance to turn it all around. Now, again, you can find the show notes over at jackieomber.com/QA039. And as always, good luck in your business. Do you have a question for the show? you can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check.